Maricela, Maricela, Roman, Roman, 12-15-25, 426-79. 46-year-old woman comes in with cough, congestion, sore throat for 3 days. Patient also has been feeling tired, weak, hot flashes, neck pain, feeling like she has neck swelling, increased weight, and has been told that one time she had a fatty liver, period. Nipergap, she's gone through menopause for a year, and she feels like some of the symptoms may be related to her menopause, period. She doesn't know what her mom and dad died of. She just knows that dad had a lot of arthritis, and she doesn't know when her mom went through menopause. That's under her family history. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married. She works outside. She works for a lumber company. Last period, 2024, and has been very healthy. Allergy, non-medications, non-medical problems, negative. Surgery, no surgery. Review of system as above. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 170 pounds compared to before. She's gained about 20 pounds in the past year or so, period. 176.6, 98.2, 98%, 16, 92, 145 over 82, period. Heart positive, swamp positive, too. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed pharynx is red, and inflamed, logical non-focal positive, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Lurks, new shows, no edema, clubbing, or sinusitis. Number one, cough, cold, congestion. Patient is positive for COVID-19. Number two, treat with Decadron 8 milligram now, Medrol dose pack, Bromfed, and Paxlovid. Next number, she wants to get blood work. We're going to obtain her blood work today. Next number, tiredness, fatigue. Next number, check estradiol, FSH and LH to check her menopausal status. Next number, check B12. Next number, check TSH with a weight gain. Next number, anterior chain lymphadenopathy causing the neck fullness. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, come back in 24 hours. Next number, may benefit from some sort of non-hormonal treatment for her post-menopausal symptoms. Next number, she knows about Paxlovid and the complications with the medication. Next number, no medication interaction noted. Next number, low extremity swelling off and on, not related to DVT or PVD. Next number, is no DVT or PVD noted in the upper extremity. Next number, is nausea and vomiting. She's had a few bouts of nausea and vomiting today, but she was able to eat today. Oh, she has been able to eat today, and she's had a few bouts of diarrhea, most likely related to her COVID. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.